Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. I will call to meeting the regular board meeting of the board of directors. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd at 5:30 p.m. And as always, we start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm going to ask Director Yo to lead us this evening in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Tony, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call, Director Amezcua. Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Jung.
Jung is here, but acting as a participant because I believe I didn't notice the City Hall location, and I'm just being a good participant, sir.
Great, thank you. Director Meeks?
Here.
Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Sheldon? Director Tran?
Present.
Director Wigand?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
You do have a quorum with eight directors present.
Great, Mr. General Manager. I believe there's one item that was received too late to be agendized, correct?
Hello.
That is correct.
Okay.
Hello.
And
Yes, I am in a Zoom meeting.
Director Tran. Okay, he is muted. So I do
Yes,
have a
so
announcement. After
I am
discussing with legal
here.
counsel, there is one urgency item that needs to be added to the agenda. We need to add a closed session pursuant to Government Code 54956.9A and D for one new area of potential litigation that came to light after the posting of the agenda and which requires prompt action by the Board of Directors. Is that accurate, Mr. General Counsel?
It is, Mr. President.
Okay. So given that, I need a motion and a second to add an urgency closed session to today's agenda pursuant to Government Code section. But let me finish the statement. 54954.2B2, due to the need for immediate action arising after the agenda was posted. And can I have a motion?
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with eight yes votes, with Directors Jung and Sheldon absent.
Okay, with that, the urgency item is added to tonight's agenda in the closed session portion. Now's the time for visitor participation. Would anyone like to address the board of directors at this time? Oh, well, there you go. We have a person in the chamber that would like to address us. Yeah, I think, let's see. Just a moment. I don't know that that's a standalone item, though. So, Ms. Taylor, would you like to address the board of directors at this time?
I understand this austere body had passed a resolution in my honor at your prior board meeting, and so I wasn't here for that. So, Mr. President, thank you for indulging me tonight, and good evening, directors, and wonderful staff colleagues, and members of the public. I'm Stacy Taylor, I'm Water Policy Manager at currently at Mesa Water District for the next 30 days. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you. I am truly deeply honored with the resolution that I know is coming my way in a minute or two. And for this recognition to be acknowledged by you and Orange County Water District, an organization that plays such a critical role in protecting Orange County's water future, means more to me than I can adequately express. Together, our agencies, Mesa Water, and Mr. General Manager from Mesa Water is here, Paul Schoenberger, our agencies together have demonstrated what strong regional collaboration truly is and what we can accomplish. Because of you, Mesa Water can deliver 100% local reliable groundwater and safe drinking water to our customers for over 10 years and counting now. This would not be possible without Orange County Water District's extraordinary leadership, innovation, and stewardship of the basin. And that serves our communities every single day. I also want to extend a very special thank you to Kathy Green, Director Kathy Green. Kathy, we've come a long way, baby. And it has been such a privilege to work alongside you through the Association of California Water Agencies and on behalf of the water community here in Orange County. Your leadership, professionalism, mentorship, commitment to public service have always been an inspiration for me, not just here at Orange County Water District, but also as my city mayor and councilwoman in Huntington Beach, where I've lived since year 2000. Our professional partnership together, all of us, I am so grateful for all of your support, your friendship, your encouragement over the years. The water industry is truly fortunate to have such a great team here under leadership of General Manager Kennedy and all the great staff colleagues. I've had the pleasure of sharing this journey, this 16-year journey. So, directors and colleagues, as I prepare for retirement, 30 days and counting, I leave with tremendous pride in what we've accomplished together and great confidence for the future of Orange County and our water situation. Thank you again for honoring me and the partnership through the years and for the opportunity to contribute to your important mission. Thank you.
Thank you. And, Stacy, we have a resolution to present to you. I'll have Mr. Kennedy kick it off.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. And eventually we'll ask the board to come down and take a picture with Stacy. But we have a lot of very nice whereases here on this resolution. I'm going to go down to the bottom where the Orange County Water District does hereby resolve to express its sincere appreciation to Stacy Taylor for her outstanding public service, exceptional achievements, and meaningful contributions to Mesa Water District and the Orange County water community. Her legacy of leadership, innovation, and dedication will continue to benefit the region for years to come. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy. Will you join us for a photograph? And sure, Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, Stacy and I have worked together, been in the trenches for all these years. We started out on State Ledge together. Any kind of issue that came up, I would call Alicia and Gina and Stacy. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And we were very successful. We are very successful. I think when people from Aqua think about Orange County, they always think about you, always. I don't know anyone that works harder, has more passion, and real leadership. How you can change things around sometimes is just phenomenal. I mean, we've gone in on issues where they were dead bang losers, let's face it. And in the end, we came out very, very positive. And that you've served our water agencies in Orange County very well as the entire state. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Jung, did you want to speak to this issue? I see your hand is up.
Mr. President, I will afford the honoree and everybody in the room an opportunity to take the photo. Please call on me thereafter.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was easy. Director Jung, you have the floor, sir.
Sir, finally, I'm a member of the public, and water's hardly partisan, but I wanted to express my congratulations to our dear president. If you know, you know. Thank you, sir.
You're very kind. Thank you very much, Director Jung. Okay, that'll bring us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 5.
Move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the consent calendar. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call. Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen? Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay. Director Nguyen, did you want to vote? Okay, maybe she's having some issues. That motion carries with 7 yes votes, with Directors Nguyen, Jung, and Sheldon absent.
Great. Now that brings us to informational items. Item number 6, the Public Affairs Outreach Update.
Thank you, President Bilodeau and members of the board. I have a brief outreach presentation. We didn't give a presentation last month, so this outreach presentation is for the months of April and May. I have a few slides to go over that just calls out some of the highlights of the OCWD outreach program. So the district received 4 awards, 2 commending PFAS projects, 1 the district as a whole for Public Water Agency of the Year, the Distinction Award for Global Water Intelligence. That was an international award. And then an award of distinction from CAPIO for the Children's Water Education Festival. These past 2 months, we had about 20 Speakers Bureau engagements, so we continue to reach a lot of folks through our Speakers Bureau and through our tour program. And then featured here are Alicia and Danny and Crystal, who did a couple industry presentations on behalf of the district. And then Ben here and Alex Waite are featured. We had the opportunity to work with Orange Coast College, a local community college, and sponsor a filming for, or showing a filming for some engineering students. There were more than 60 students who attended. So this is part of our outreach program and also part of exposing students to careers in the water and wastewater industry. So that was a great partnership, and we'll continue working with them. And then Ben and Alex engaged in a post-film career discussion about the field of engineering and opportunities within the water and wastewater industries. We continue to inspire future generations, not only through Speakers Bureau programs, but through our tours. The months of April and May, we had really high attendance for school groups. So we had a total of 36 tours, 22 of them were school groups. And we are starting to definitely customize those groups more and bring in folks like Ben and Alex and others to share their story about how they got into the water career industry and what it takes and answer questions. So it's been really successful. And here's a sampling of some quotes from some of the participants. So kudos to Danny on all her great work. Wanted to also mention, in the spirit of bringing awareness to water industry careers, that OCWD is participating in the United Way mentorship program for the first time. So we will have a student starting with us next week, a high school student. It will be a month-long program, so we're hoping for a very successful partnership here. And again, it's another way to expose young individuals to careers in water. For our media spotlights over the month of April and May, here are a few snapshots from some of the media hits. We had Director Bilodeau featured on NBC regarding our PFAS program. Mayhole was also filmed for our upcoming documentary that will be on Netflix and other streaming channels, and it's highlighting the GWRS as a solution. And then we have Chris in our R&D department featured here. So we do continue to get a lot of media exposure through the GWRS and through OCWD's projects and programs. I wanted to note, I know we've all been aware of the great project that was a collaborative effort with the UCI engineering students. They did conclude their project and they created a video, gave a lot of kudos and thank yous and recognition to OCWD for the partnership. And then they posted this video and their final project has concluded. And then finally, wanted to mention that the public affairs team did work on statements and messages and worked in conjunction with WeRock and other impacted cities and retailers to make sure that our message about groundwater being safe during the hazmat situation with the Garden Grove chemical tank was conveyed. So we made sure and worked with them. And right here is a sampling of kind of some of the web page views, newsletter views, and social media views. So our message was strong. We didn't get a lot of inquiries about that. And I think it's because of the coordinated effort with WeRock and the team. And that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions.
Great. Any questions for Gina?
Good report.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Gina, for that report. The next item is the SAPA update. SAPA did conduct a meeting yesterday morning out in Riverside, and I did participate, as did Director Jung. We had a couple of exciting items on the agenda. We issued an RFP for cloud-based financial software and implementation services, and I was excited it did not involve cloud-based seating. So, because we don't do that anymore. And then the other thing is we have decided at SAPA that we're going to place our videos, the archive videos online for the public review for full transparency purposes. And that is my report. That brings us to the committee conference meeting report, the property management meeting. Chair Sheldon, do you have a report? Is Chair Sheldon online? I don't believe so. Let's see. Director Meeks was present. Oh, Director Meeks, there. Do you recall?
Yeah, Director Meeks, the information's in the packet.
Yes, it is. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present? Hearing none. Verbal reports, president's report. I wanted to thank the public affairs staff. I met them out at the Santa Ana River recently to produce a short video to inform the public about some of our activities on the river. And as usual, they did a fantastic job in attempting to make me look intelligent. And I appreciate that. And other than that, I'm a little tired from a late night last night. So we're going to move right on. General Manager's report.
Just one quick thing, Mr. President. We found out today the California Water Reuse Association named our Derek Mansell the 2026 Recycled Water Operator of the Year. This is the very first year of this award, so we were the first. We had an employee to be first picked, so we're very proud of that and happy for Derek. And there will be a ceremony in August when he'll formally receive the award.
Fantastic news. Are there any director's reports? Director Amesqua, Mayor Amesqua. Maybe?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to just comment what Director Jung said. If you know, you know. Congratulations, Mr. Chair. Also, I was on SAPA with you as well, so great job.
That's right. I recall that.
Yes, you always forget to mention me, but it's okay. I understand. All right. Thank you.
And I'm glad you never forget to point that out. And Director Wygand.
Yes, just General Manager Kennedy and I spoke to Mesa Water last Wednesday, just gave a recap and discussion both on our budget and our water, groundwater, and it was well received by the directors there.
Great. Any other reports? Okay, that will bring us to the general counsel report.
Well, I do have a report, and it's all about closed sessions. The first of which is the urgency item that we just added. The other two are as on the agenda, a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code 54957.6 with OCW's designated representative, Mr. Alba, and an additional closed session employee organization. Let's see. Also, employee organization, just to complete the closed session, OCEA and the non-represented employees. With that, recommend recess to closed session.
Great. We will recess to closed session.
Mr. General Counsel, do you have a report?
I do. We're returning from the two closed sessions, and there are no reportable items from either.
Great. With that, the meeting is adjourned. What is